Simen Shin Aleph Seif Mem Dalet. Abole Hatzil Kalev Mifnei Adleiko. There's a big fire in the house, and he's coming to take out clothes from the fire. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Loivesh Kol Mashiyochel Lilboish. He wears couple clothes, one on top of each other. Ve'oitev Kol Mashiyochel La'atoif. Ve'poishet, and he takes it out, and he takes it off. Ve'choizer, he goes again into the house. Ve'loivesh V'moitzi. And again he does it. Apashta Seif. Now, the question in this Seif is the follows. We have two Seifim that there is, and this Aloch already comes. In Shin Lamedalet Seif Ches, we have exactly the same Seif. When there's a fire in the house, you're not allowed to be Moitzi everything outside. Even when there's a Eruv, not because Isur Tiltul, Gzeire, that you will be busy taking out the house, you will come to shut off the fire. So they were Matir, Mozin, Sholosh Seudas. So in Shin Lamedalet Seif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, ולויבש כל מה שיוכליל בש ומויצי בפוישת, וחויצו ולויבש ומויצי בפוישת. ויש מי שאומר שאין הלויבש ומויצי אלו פעם אחת, we pass like the first sheet. So this is one halacha without Isur Tiltul. We learn in Seif Lamedalet, in our simen, sorry, Seif Lamedvov, מותר לוטס בשבת בשתי מלבושים, זה על גבי זה. You're allowed to wear two kind of clothes, one on top of each other. Ben letzorke, ben letzorich haveroi, chagur es nat. So you're allowed to, so what is Shulchan Aruch is coming to say here? So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to learn like this. Here we're talking, not at the chilush mifnei adleiko. This is where we learn in Shin Lamedalet. Here we're talking that Isur Oitzoy to Rishus Arabi. But you're allowed to, because we learn in Seif Lamedvov, that you're allowed to wear two clothes on top of each other. So what is the chilush here? Till we learn only two, three, that is the derech to wear. Well, the marshal, two belts, you're not allowed to. It's mechzik imasri, because no one wears two belts on top of each other. So the 100 clothes that no one wears on top of each other, it's also. Here they were matir. We've had leke, even 100 clothes that no one wears so much clothes, even when it's cold. This they were matir, we've had leke. Why? Because in the ma'is, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Kotel, and Seif Lamedvav, that it's only a yisur derabbanan to take it out one on top of each other when it's not a derech, because mechzik emasui. Here Chazal will matir. So this seif is again as isuro itzoe, and even so it's mutar mipnei adleiko. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings in Shmira Shabbos that in the Morgen Avrom and Seif Kotten Nun Dalet and the Goyen is mashman not like that. That even mipnei adleiko, only what is derech to wear, that amount you're allowed to. More from that you're not allowed to. And what is the chiddush here? I don't know. So the chiddush here is the same aloch of Shin Lamedalet. That you're allowed to, and there's no gzeira shiyove lechabos. Not klo, what is the chiddush? For the second pshat. Seif memhei. Mishen nishru kelov v'mayim, his clothes got wet in water. Hoylech bohem, he's allowed to walk with him. Ve'eino choyshe shemayove ledeschita. We'll learn later in Seif memvov that you're not allowed to carry wet clothes on Shabbos. You will come to be seichet. Here the halacha is, if your clothes that you're wearing get wet, you're allowed to carry on walking with them, and there's no chashash yovel idei schita. But there's a lot of chidushim here, because lemaisa he's carrying the water. The clothes are full with water, soaked inside. We'll see later, it's not so pasha to carry water in Shabbos, even on your body. Here, Rishon Zalman Auerbach says, we see that it's pasha, that it's mutter. Another shaila, the clothes are wet. When you're walking with them, you for sure as a psikresha, you'll be seichet. Your pants are wet. Your trousers are wet. You sit on them, they get wet. Your socks are wet. It says the difference what you're allowed to walk with. We spoke about it already in the Alochev. You're allowed to go in the Nohor. Okay, the clothes, maybe it's not a psikresha. The socks is a psikresha. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Yom Kippur, you're walking with ampeloes. It's clothes, it's socks, or shoes are not from leather. Material, and even so, you're allowed to walk in the water like with me, Rabbi Beregel. I have subsecretion. It's mashma, it's mutter, and it's mashma, and you're allowed to get dressed in it, you're allowed to take it off. Are you coming to be seichet? They said, we said, I think over in the shiurim, we mentioned from the stipler that his socks got wet once in Yom Kippur, he didn't put down the foot. Over here, it's mashma, you're allowed to. So, this is also the chidushim of this aloche. But he's not allowed to take off the coat and to spread it to dry. Why? People will think that he made laundry in Shabbos. ואפילו בחדר חדורים שאין שם רואים עשו, he knows that he didn't do laundry. Even so, כל מה שעשו חכומים עשו אפילו בחדר חדורים and no one sees. ולא יעשו אלא לשוטחום בשבס. But, אם שוטחום מערב שבס כלים המחובוסים, אין חייב לסלקם בשבס. He doesn't have to take it off. If you put it on before Shabbos, he's not mechuyav to take it off before Shabbos. We see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Bemaim, ben adam mekshomim asher nofal banor v'nislach rechuk eilav. Say if it rained, or he fell into a river. Hoylech mem shalei osru ala odim avgodim shalei v'shoisam. They didn't answer the clothes that he wears. Ve'afilu im nishru keilav levad. And he wants to pick them up to wear them. Hu loiv shemitchilu ma'alach b'em. If he needs to walk with them, he's allowed to. If he doesn't have different clothes. Because the Sharatzion explains, we'll learn later, you're not allowed to carry wet clothes. The answer is, when you don't have different clothes, you're allowed to. But you're not allowed to spread it. I'm going to say that it's wet completely. The same way we'll see later in the Ramadan, if it's a little bit water, you're allowed to carry it, you're allowed to be shaytach it. The leke le mechash b'zeh sheikh shidur shekib so. Aval arba achoyim seifim de'in lechalek b'zeh. Why? You're right, ein echnam, you're allowed to carry, we're not choy sheshiyov b'zeh schite. Aber if you made kibus, even b'mikzas, it's also. So if you dry it, it's a gzeire de Rabbanu. Ve'afilu u'bgodim ha'melafafim b'em tinoikes. Shekirim Val is what is called diapers, the old material diapers. Mutal Shotchum Basis she snag, but you want to put it again on the kid. That filu bachama bachosu that people could see. The cave in the Yeshalem Gabitsoya's cotton, the has in it the tsoyev and the little kid. Vim came Murashale Kipson. Everyone sees that it was not Mechubas. The Lekh Shodah. The Emshara filu ainalayim tsoyo. Imlo nisho kula bemaraglaim. The hakel yayim shadar hatinokis la ashtim. So they know it's a little bit wet from the baby. So it's a chidush. Shomzaman Oerbach in Shulchan Shlema brings down Efsher. It's a big chidush. Someone has a coat with a lot of from wool, a normal coat that no one will soak it in water. No one will make such a kibbutz. You send it to dry cleaning. And it got wet. So everyone understands that you're drying it because it got wet. I'm not saying lemaise. Avraham Shmuel brings such a tzad. You have to know such a tzad. Maybe to be mitzaref it later to different zachim. If cotton kuf samachay, mechaber chadorim atam deli chiluk lachachorim betakenosom. Chazam el takone. There's no chiluk. Kosbo ateis. Ve'arosh. The davke mokim shichshash yachshedu aroim shayisu deiraisef and kibus kan bekibus. Ve'ze osur afilu mechaber chadorim. Mashein medover shu osur mederabonon afilu lemashi yizburu aroim lo yichmiru leesor kim befaresia. So the Poskim spoke about different clothing. There is no Isur Deiraisa of Kibbutz, and there is no Isur Deiraisa of Seichet. Synthetic, different kind of plastic. So could be no Gzeira de Rabbanon, but maybe you're allowed to be Shetechet. At least not Bechadri Chadorim. I'm sorry, at least Bechadri Chadorim. But maybe they're only answered Befares. Also, he brings towels from Beis HaMerchetz. Yishtechenu lenag mibayit yoyim. To spread before Shabbos. Ve'leyandin elachar shkiyah. Ve'ayin lekamon shim membez demuch shem dimutzor lemoch lecer Shabbos yishlohoke leshoschev ben ashmoshet. Shizor shelo yischetenu. We have to know what is the case exactly. Because lechua we'll see later, it's not supposed in shin ches. See, if God is a Machgim and the Mishnah Berurah, that if it's Osur ben Ashmoshes to carry it because it's wet, like we'll see later, so why is no Isur Muktzeh? But we'll see later that could be in towels, there's no Isur because people are not Makdid in it, so Bemele, there's no Isur Tiltur, so Bemele, if it dries up in Shabbos, you're allowed to use it, and there's no Muktzeh. Well, Hashem, we'll see later the cases. Ein Echayev Lesalkom, if you put it before Shabbos, Afulem Shtuchim Neged Om, and everyone sees it. והתם דאיקר עכשיו אינו אלו כששוטחום בשבס. Why? אז יש רגליים לחשוד, זה כיבסו מהיום, מסתום, he made the laundry today. ואם כיבסו מהאתמול, if he made laundry before שבס, זה שוטחום מהאתמול. כי לא יאימו שנשאו במים. People don't know that we came wet in שבס. שנעדו לא יאידים בזה. לפי דם אז משמע, that the Isur is not only בשעס דשתיכה. Even when people see it around, if they know that he put it on בשבס, the choshet that he was over Isur Kibus. If they know he put it before Shabbos, they're not choshet. And why? Because they say, why he didn't put before Shabbos? So the Mishnah Halacha wants to say Lefize that if you spread it in Shabbos, you should tell you have to take it off. You have to know what Isur Muktzeh, what is the case, how you take it off, what is the problem with Isur Muktzeh. But if you put it in Shabbos, also you'll have to take it off. Only if it was there Erev Shabbos, there's no gzeire to leave it. I saw it brought down from the Chazonish that even that it's mutar, lo yoyodai to noicho, that things were hanged on the line outside in Shabbos. This is what I saw, they brought down b'shem the Chazonish. Seif memvov. Bugodim ashruim b'mayim, osu l'nagvim samuch lo'esh. Clothes that got wet in Shabbos, or even before Shabbos, you're not allowed to dry them in Shabbos near the fire. Mishnebura kruf samaches. Afilu shriya mu'etes, even if it's not so wet, there was no gzeir shriya v'lischer, but near the fire it's also. Also l'nagvam, afal gav, de afilu b'chama also, to sheteach it, also mishum aris ayin l'chud, and it's only if it's a shtiche. Kolmah shanochet b'neged ha'ez, yesh isur teiro. Why? Mishum mevashel, mishum melabed. Tederach lizdam l'aytanu. וגם דאוסו מחמזה לנגבו, אפילו כשהוא לא מושבוהם, אם הוא אימן נגד החוים, הם בוקים שהיה צלדס. איסו, to put it near the fire. סמוך לו, יש בו הדין דאוסו להניחם על התנו, במוקים שהיה צלדס. והיו להם נכשולים בזה, בבניסינו הרבים. שמניחים בחוים לבגודים לחים על התנו חם לנגבו. ובמוקים שאין היה צלדס, והם מותר לנגבו, מילאו תג'וויית. והוא שלא יניחם דרך שטיחה. So what stayed here in Aloche? You're not allowed to dry it near the fire. As Mishabur says, Isu Dei Reise. Mishlo Mezamen in Lamala Bakoidesh, Chasam Sefer, Rav Kiv Eger, Big Arichus. What is the Isu Mevashel? It dries up. It disappears. What is the Isu Melaben? And when it dries up in the sun, it's also Melaben. Every time when it dries up. Why are the Isur Dei Reisen? Mishlo Mezamen Arichus, Shuch HaShleim, Shmir HaShabbos. What is exactly the Isur? Chasam Sefer says when something burns, it's not called Mevashel. Isur Basa Becholov. You burn a candle. It's not a Bishul. It's a big Arichus. It's Ein Zeh Mekumenu. You have to know that. The second part of Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to be Menagvim, not Derech Shtiche. I want to read a Shara Tzion Reish Yud Beis. It's a big Yesoit, it's Halochus. If drying and hanging wet clothes in Shabbos. Reish Yud Beis, his mazel what he said, שלא יניחם דרך שחיתה, the מסתבר the איסור מהריסאין הוא דווקא כששוטחם, the עוד יאירו שקיפסם, the דרך לשחותם אחר כביסה, חין משמע בליהו רבי. But לנגבם לא דרך שחיתה, שטיחה, משמע that it's mutar, even if you want it to dry. And the mele, I want to say the following, הלוחס, I double checked it tonight, but the בעל השמיר שבס, כי הלכוסו, Rabbi Agoy Rabbi Yeshua Neuwert, and I spoke over to the Mechaber Baruch Shabbos Agoy Rabbi Yitzchak Rubin. They wanted to say the following halachas: you're allowed to hang clothes to dry if you're not doing a derech shtiche. And they explain like this: derech shchita, you have a wet coat, you spread it on a bench to dry. Also, he said the coat from Shem Zalman, wet towels to spread and to dry. Also. Even to hang them, if you hang them on the line, where normally you hang your clothes to dry after your laundry is, also. But, if you have a coat, and you hang it, stam, Shmuzama says, even if you put it on a hanger, but you're not, if you don't want it to crease, but you're not sheteach it. Even if you put it in the shower, if normally you don't put clothes after the, when you make a laundry in the shower, just you're putting them there, you don't want it to drip. Even if you want it to dry, you're allowed to, you're hanging it because you want it to dry. But you're not doing the shchit tiche. Even if you're hanging it, it's mutter. Just you can't put it in a place that normally you put clothes to dry there after laundry. But even if normally you put the coats, lamazongen, in the shower when they're wet, but it's not because you do laundry you put them there. Then it's mutter. That's what I wanted to say. What would be, but Rav Shmuel answered, Hevel, Shalan Batya is a place that people put clothes to dry. Yesterday, stop it. What would it be if you put the towels to dry there normally? But coats, you never put it to dry. Any idea the gvul? The Ramo is mamshich. Ve'osur letaltalom. Shema yovel edeschit. Ve'ushamak vidal meimo. Isur the rabbonon to carry it. Ve'osur leilach b'shabes mokim shecholayachlik v'lipel b'mayim shema yishru b'koylo v'yovel edeschit. Ve'osur letaltalom v'davka kshenishru b'mayim merubim. אבל כשבוע למים מאותים לך שינן שיבוא על דסחית, כדלקמון בסימן שינבי סעיף תס בעגוי. שמרק בדיינו שינרוי את השיר במים, אבל מתנו ששרים תמיד במים מלוכו שמותו בטלטול. So זה איסור טלטול. Now we have to know. The Mogen Avraham brings down that 10 people allowed to carry, 2 people allowed to carry, the Matkira Adodi. Now, in Shin Ches, if Kotten Samach Gimel Mishneh Bura brings down, I want to read it inside. וגם מאיר שנסיעה שפוקצת מבועד יוים, דימו יוטיפח המנס להתפיח בן השמושס, עושו לטלת לחלו כל השבס, ניגו להתקצוי לבן השמושס, כדי אל שין א' סיף מבוב בהגועד עד עצמו קצה, התקצוי לכול היוים. And the point can speak about it, it's not so pushed. I want to explain. First, you're allowed to carry 10 people together. So it's not mukta be'etzem. So why it's also mukta? So in the Mishneh Berurah before in Sifkotten Memdalet, Sifkotten Kuf Memvov, and not Kuf Memvov, Sifkotten Kuf Samach Beis, that if you don't have different clothes, you're allowed to wear them. So that's not mamish mukta be'etzem. So why you're not allowed to carry them when they dried up? Shemazamel wants to say it's Gemorah b'de'odom. Only when it was wet and it was not meant to be closed, dry in Shabbos, and then it got dry, it's mukta. Rabbi Yashi wants to say it's mukta anyway. So this shayla be'etzim, laundry that got dried in the middle of Shabbos, if you're allowed to use or not, will be'ez Hashem speak about it in Shin Ches. See if Kotten Samach Gimel in the Mishabur and the Shir Deer will speak about the klolim. When we have ilchis mukta, when we don't have ilchis mukta. Now it says that matloiniers that are meant to be wet, people are not makpid, it's not mukta. Is the washing cloth is inside the sink? It's not mukta. You're allowed to move him. When you move it, maybe some water drops. Why it's not sikresha of schita? Ain't he there? It's really going back to the same shaila. How are you allowed to wear this kind of clothing? The place can bring down shechloch harav that if it's dirty drink inside, it's no chash of schita. And bemele is also you're allowed to move it. The moshel of petel, these zachen, all different kind of drinks. Soak into the clothing, it's not called mukta, and you're allowed to move it in Shabbos. Seif mem zayin. Lo yishtach odom eskelov b'Shabbos, afilu min hazeyah. This isur is even when your clothes are wet from sweat. So a lot of times, simchaster, you finish the dance, you come home, you want to put your shirt to dry, you want to put your undershirt to dry. It's also l'shotchom. Not l'shotchom you're allowed to, but l'shotchom, this is the halacha, we learn it's also.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.